At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 40 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high this afternoon of 73. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The threat will be high again this afternoon following yesterday's rash of wildfires across Green Country. Homes had to be evacuated near Oshelada in Washington County because of one of the fires. State Forester George Geisler says this is the time of year to be fire weather wise.
Pay attention. Really, we want everyone to be educated about fire weather conditions like they are about tornadoes and thunderstorms.
Fires burned near 56th Street North and Osage Drive yesterday, as well as east of Broken Arrow near Coweta. A Tulsa pharmacy has agreed not to provide the state of Missouri with a made-to-order drug for an inmate's execution, scheduled for later this month. Court documents filed yesterday show that inmate Michael Taylor has reached an agreement with Tulsa's apothecary shop and asked that the judge dismiss the case. On State Capitol Watch this Tuesday morning, hundreds of state employees gather at the state capitol to protest proposed changes to the retirement system for public workers.
Public employees from across the state visited with legislators and urged them to stop their plan to shift newly hired state workers from the current defined benefit pension system to a 401k-style retirement plan. Although the current bills only apply to state workers and not teachers or firefighters, opponents say it's likely teachers will be targeted next. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Oklahoma school children would be required to recite the Pledge of Allegiance each day under two bills that cleared a legislative committee yesterday. Both measures can now be scheduled for a hearing before the full Senate. Tulsa Representative Jim Bridenstine is back in Oklahoma this week while Congress is not in session. Visiting the Tulsa Kiwanis Club yesterday, Bridenstine said the debt ceiling is among his primary concerns. He says without action in Washington, he sees the country's economy returning to a state similar to the 1970s with high interest rates and inflation.
We have to make tough decisions in Washington, D.C. that put us on a path to a balanced budget. And kicking the can down the road by raising the debt ceiling and doing continuing resolutions that don't solve the problem, that's not what we should be doing in Washington, D.C.
Bridenstine says government needs to get back to passing appropriation bills. Oklahoma has already seen over 60 earthquakes this year. Central Oklahoma, between Guthrie and Edmond, seems to be the most active zone, at least right now. OU seismologist Austin Holland says the shakers are making people very nervous.
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion as to what to do. Should we panic? Is it the end of the world? That sort of thing. You know, the main thing is to prepare for earthquakes. There's some good websites out there, Living in Earthquake Country. The Central U.S. Shakeout website has some good resources.
Holland says fracking is not responsible for all of the activity. He says some of it is occurring naturally. Two teens are hurt while jaywalking near 51st and South Sheridan. It happened about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. Both were taken to the hospital, and this morning, both are expected to recover. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm with a high fire danger this afternoon. 73 for a high. Tonight it'll be clear and cool, 38 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with late day storms and a high of 68. On Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 59. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now, at 6:10, it is mostly cloudy and 40. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.